Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. Definitely live coming at you twice as ugly from the Guns.com radio studio. This is like lock and load. When they said that a few thousand times, I should know that one. You ever go to a website where it's like an editorial website and they're saying the views of the writer do not necessarily reflect the views and positions of this publication? Let me just put that out now. Because if I say something that makes you mad, just remember, Genesis very kindly lets me have the forum to state my opinions, but I'm going to be going against the grain here. One of the things that made Jordan Peterson so famous is that he pushed back against mandated speech, against calling, and it had nothing to do with his classroom. If one of his students was a he but wanted to be called a she or a zeer or a fern or whatever, he would do that as a form of respect to his students. But he was completely against any sort of mandated speech. And for those mutants that are out there that seem to think that what they actually were born with is not who they are, you have gender dysphoria, and your pronouns are either he or she. Because there seems to have been a lot of confusion about this recently, and it's important to set the record straight. Your pronouns are not they, zeer, snib, or it. Your pronouns are either he or she, and you don't get to pick which one. You already have one or the other assigned at birth to use the current lingo, and this can never change. Why can't you be tall? Why can't 5'5 be considered tall? Why can't you be 60 if you're 21? Why can't you identify as that? One of the things I find really annoying, though, is passive aggression. It's a sissy move by those who want to avoid confrontation. And it's the go-to move lately by the leftists, annoyed that the Supreme Court has refused to empower their psychopathologies, and it's getting tiresome. But, like in the case of the 10-year-old girl who famously had to go to Indiana to abort the baby planted inside her by a disgusting semi-human who, in a civilized nation, will be dropped on a desert island to be hunted for sport by the highest bidder, it is utterly disgraceful. The time for tolerating gender silliness has passed. We gave them a fair shot. We were tolerant of the weirdos who did not know which bathroom to use, expecting that if we left them alone, we would be left alone. But look what it's doing. Look at the bathroom part of it, especially. The bathroom part of it is very educational. Starbucks is closing locations because of things happening in their bathrooms. When they went from the traditional male bathroom, female bathroom, and made them both either or, things began to happen in these. And not all of them are necessarily illegal, but a lot of them are. And the logic of evangelical leftism makes that impossible that they would leave us alone. They can't leave us alone like the Puritans of old who lived in terror of the idea that someone might be having fun. These people cannot endure knowing that we exist dedicated to faith, family, and the flag. So suddenly we went from tolerating the transgressive to our kids getting groomed in kindergarten and being told that if we don't conform to the gender lines, we will lose our livelihood. So where once we just roll our eyes at their ridiculous pronoun indulgences, is now game on. I had this social media exchange with someone with a pronoun, Karen, who assured us that she did not think anything should happen to someone who accidentally misgendered someone. Misgendering meaning referring to them by their objectively true gender. And of course, the unstated premise is that intentionally accurately assessing someone's gender should lead to some sort of sanction. And I do not recall voting for an exception to the principle of free speech regarding accurately stating one's gender. And I don't think you did either. And I find it remarkable that a bunch of goofs in some faculty lounge had their motion to change basic societal assumptions seconded by the media and the Twitter blue checks. And it is presumed to have passed. And I thought our democracy was important, but only their democracy is. And in any case, though, the backlash is coming, and we'll see attempts to suppress resistance with informal sanctions, like people whining at us and calling us transphobes. And they call you a transphobic for nothing. If you get out there and say, "So are you saying women are having babies?" They'll say, "Well, are you just by this line of questioning, this is transphobic, and it brings." It causes violence. But it's not going to work. Swells will keep it up. It's a virtue signal to refer to someone, some confused 23-year-old as they. They get a nice social biscuit for doing it. But refusing to play along is now also a signifier for refusal to conform, and we need to continue and expand our refusal to conform, no matter how hard they cry. Democrats sure hate it when the Supreme Court rejects long-standing precedent that allows the party of slavery to treat human beings inhumanly. They tend to try to massively resist the Supreme Court. And that was true when the judges banned school segregation in the 50s, and it's true now as they have sent the question of abortion restriction back to the states. And now the states have to figure out what they want to do. Hard red states protect babies. Blue states declare open season on them. Most states will debate and find some cutoff, and that's going to be that. And there's really no way for the left to avoid having to actually make their case, except, shockingly, they can choose to lie instead. Their passive-aggressive deception has to do with creating confusion about bizarre and rare situations that they hope will discredit the entire idea of not killing babies. And remember, their goal is to shout their abortions until their kid's head pops out. Or if you listen to some of them, it's for some time frame after the whole infant is out. And they claim women could get prosecuted for procedures that follow a miscarriage. Like, that isn't already bad enough without cruel leftists preying on the vulnerable, hurting women by lying to them. It's not even a good lie in that. And most statutes expressly excluding miscarriage procedures, a post-miscarriage DNC is not an abortion in any sense. So why would a pro-life person object to it? And nobody would on that side because it's not taking a life. These people really think women are stupid. Similar issue is ectopic pregnancy, a pregnancy outside the uterus that cannot come to term. And the statutes often expressly exclude it from the definition of abortion because it is not one. And again, the pro-aborts try to leverage it to defeat the idea that you cannot kill a baby at 8 months, 3 weeks. And then there's that 10-year-old child that went to Ohio to get an abortion, and she got one, and they should be delighted. Why crossing a state line is such a burden is unclear, but apparently the medical people involved needed an uproar, and they got one until about the moment that it turned out the impregnating creature was the illegal alien boyfriend of the kid's mom. So, in other words, the sexual terrorism inflicted on children by the Biden administration's conscious decision to refuse to enforce duly passed laws is no longer confined to the border states. It's in the Buckeye State now. The backlash is coming. And I, for one, cannot see. I can't wait to see it come to term. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
world, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. One of the things we've been experiencing for the last little bit is incredibly high gas prices for us, right? Through 4 years of the Trump administration, they went down plenty. And they should be down because we can actually be energy independent. There's enough oil. I think there's just somewhere in East Texas, there's some oil reserve that's like 200 or 300 million barrels. I can't remember the number, but it's much more than we thought we had. And that's because we've discovered new ways to find this stuff. So we could actually be energy independent. We could actually be the class of the planet with this. But for months, we've been told by the Biden administration the reason for the high gas prices, the Putin war on Ukraine, which is still going on. And the purpose of that talking point was to divert blame from their policy to destroy the fossil fuel industry. And now the prices are coming down a little. And the Putin war on Ukraine is still going on. But now that the price is coming down some, they're claiming credit for the price decline. And we get the latest from the Biden White House economic advisor, Jared Bernstein. He said, while there's a lot that goes into setting the global oil and gas price, the historic actions taken by Biden to address the impact of Putin's invasion of Ukraine have helped and continue to help increase the global supply of oil, and therefore are in the mix of factors driving down the price. Because of the president's announcement on releasing 180 million barrels from our strategic petroleum reserve and another 60 million from our global partners was back in March, I suspect that there are people who forget about this critically important intervention in energy markets. But this action is very much in play. In today's market, currently releasing a record 1 million barrels of oil per day on average and 84 million barrels so far. These releases have an outsized effect at a time when the market is especially tight. Now, the Biden administration truly deserves credit for both the huge rise in prices and the minor fall in prices, which is still way above what we're used to. Throughout his campaign, and as soon as he took office, he stated that his goal was to get rid of fossil fuel. And that sent the message to traders and speculators and producers throughout the world that the U.S. would no longer be a major competitor on the global markets, and prices soared. The record high prices of energy then contributed to already raging inflation throughout the economy, brought on by federal spending and money printing, and the public's purchasing power was decimated. The media gets major credit for the high prices as they have participated in the effort to destroy fossil fuel. They have indoctrinated the public into believing that the fossil fuel industry is destroying the planet by just repeating what they're told and using easily manipulated computer models that have been completely wrong with their previous dire predictions and continue to be wrong today. They have been willing to do this without asking for scientific data to justify the destruction, or they don't do any research. So it's very impressive. They've made so many believe that they should buy expensive, inefficient electric cars that run on a highly flammable pollutant. This, by the way, is not to mention how much it actually costs if you charge your car at home. That would be really expensive over the course of time. When you look at how much electricity it takes just to run your air conditioner during the summer, think about if you had two electric cars, the way Democrats want you to. They want you to do it with your gas cars and have electric cars. Think about what that takes. The media and the other Democrats should brag that their intentional attempt to destroy the oil industry are a great boost to Putin's cash flow, and it's allowing Russia to destroy Ukraine. Germany and other European countries should also get some credit for high prices and energy scarcity there, because they laughed off that supposed idiot Trump when he warned them that it was terrible policy to become more dependent on Russia for their energy. And now it seems they seem shocked that Putin is destroying them with high prices and cutting off their supplies. Now, they're claiming the energy prices are down at this point. And let's not forget, after Biden was extremely tough and persuasive with the Saudis during his recent trip there, crude oil is up $4 on the spot market, and gasoline is up over 11 cents per gallon on the spot market. So it sounds like Biden knows what he's talking about as he claims credit for falling. Does it sound like that to you? Why would anybody believe that this particular administration is interested in you? Why would anybody? You know, 60% of all the oil that you get out there is only 60% is going to gasoline. The rest of it goes to products you buy that don't go in your car. And here we have a bunch of people in the government right now, Democrats, that want to pretend that they can control the climate if they're just allowed to confiscate trillions of dollars and destroy industries. They've also pretended. They pretended that Obamacare would lower costs and you could keep your plan or your doctor. That if you're a woman, you can do what you want with your body, but they must be fired from their jobs if they refuse a vaccine that doesn't prevent a virus. They want to get rid of anything with racist history unless it's Planned Parenthood, founded by a woman who had racialist notions. They're for health care for all, yet they vote against the Born Alive bill. They don't care about children's mental, physical, and financial health, yet they keep children out of school because their teachers' union members want to teach remotely. They want poor and minority kids to get good education, yet they block charter schools and vouchers that help them at the behest of their special interest groups. They tell you that they're part of the party of science, but they want to regulate CO2, a clear, innocuous, non-pollutant gas, while they promote lithium, which is a highly flammable pollutant. Why would anybody believe these politicians and bureaucrats who can't handle small things and who repeatedly lie? Why would anybody believe what Bloomberg or Gates or Gore or Barack Obama or John Kerry say about the dangers of carbon footprints when theirs is so huge? I mean, if you want a more recent example of some things that maybe you haven't considered in a certain way, you could say, well, I guess it's supposed to be okay for the president to deal with Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Venezuela. But if you're a professional golfer, you're deplorable if you play in a golf league sponsored by the Saudis. Anybody catching that hypocrisy there? It's out there for all of you to see. When we get back, we're going to set the stage for something that is coming. It is coming. It might come as early as tomorrow. I don't know. I'm just waiting to see what it's going to be. As they attempt to continue to ram this down your throat, as they continue to take you through the transition. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Scorching temperatures will roast the United States today as the nation's heat wave keeps cooking. Highs are expected in the Northeast to approach triple digits in Philadelphia up to Boston. 100 million Americans will be under heat warnings. Most of the heat warnings are in place in the southern Great Plains and lower Mississippi Valley. Peyton Bauer with St. David's Healthcare System shares some signs of a heat stroke.
You're going to have, if you are weak or dizzy or nauseous, that can be something to look out for, and you're going to want to go inside immediately. And if your symptoms don't go away pretty quickly and you're not cooling down, then seek medical attention.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden is pledging to tackle climate change through executive actions due to an action in the 50-50 Senate. This is USA Radio News. Ukraine's First Lady is addressing Congress.
Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska, speaking before Congress Wednesday, is asking for more help against Russia via a translator.
Ladies and gentlemen, the American people and American families, the Congress and President Biden have already done a lot to help us to stand up to the enemy and protect millions of Ukrainians. We are grateful, really grateful, that the United States stands with us in this fight for our shared values of human life and independence.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Trump and three of his children are attending a funeral for Ivana Trump. The ex-president's first wife died last week after falling down the stairs in her home. The funeral taking place in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Trying to spotlight a few things happening within your government so you can get good and angry for November. News is coming out that the Occupier-in-Chief is going to plan to use some emergency powers to promote abortion. And to implement the Build Back Better agenda, he cannot get through Congress. And the reason both of these cannot pass Congress is because there are not enough stupid people in the Senate to vote for them. Also, implementation of the Build Back Bankrupt agenda will distress the company to such a point that chaos will ensue, much like what's happened in Sri Lanka over the past few months. But he's going to do this via emergency powers. And, you know, let's look at emergency powers in the United States. There are 123 statutory powers that might be available to a president when he declares a national emergency. An additional 13 would require a declaration from Congress. The most recent emergency power law is the National Emergency Act, enacted in 1976, which ended all previous national emergencies and formalized the powers of the president. Under this law, repealing an emergency power would take two-thirds of both houses of Congress. When you look at the emergency powers laws, the top 16 powers are as follows. Number one, bank accounts can be frozen. Number two, bans on biological or chemical agents can be lifted. Number three, civil liberties such as the right to a peaceful assembly can be halted. Number four, the president can order incarcerations. Number five, elections can be postponed indefinitely. Number six, federal leases can be suspended when the country faces dangers. Number seven, foreign individuals can be ordered to leave the nation and the borders can be closed. Number eight, national resources can be ushered into play to confront a natural disaster. Number nine, sanctions permitting to pertain to property and finances can be removed or initiated. Number ten, soldiers and naval vessels may be ordered to engage in combat during a crisis. Number 11, the government can take control of the internet, radio, and TV because of perilous matter, and production and distribution of goods can be seized. Number 12, the military can be mobilized domestically in a crisis, and martial law can be declared by the president. Number 13, the leader of the executive branch can launch a nuclear strike if necessary. Number 14, the president may order an assassination resulting from an emergency. Number 15, the right of habeas corpus can be suspended as a consequence of crises. Finally, number 16, transportation networks can be taken over by the government. More than half of those violate the Constitution and take away our civil rights. What's been done with these emergency powers? Well, in 1933, Roosevelt issued Executive Order 6102, eliminating the ownership of gold to prevent hoarding. In 42, he also took away constitutional rights of Japanese citizens via Executive Order 9066. This was the Japanese internment camps. In 62, Kennedy used Executive Order 10995 to seize regulatory control of all telecommunications spectra in the United States. Kennedy, citing emergency powers, also signed executive orders allowing for the seizure of electric power fuels and minerals, roads, highways, ports, sea lanes, waterways, railroads, and private vehicles on those throughways. Using further orders, he allowed for the executive office of the president to conscript citizens as laborers and seize health and education facilities and airports and aircraft. So much for the belief that Kennedy was a conservative. Since the passage of the National Emergencies Act in 76, every U.S. president has declared multiple national emergencies. Carter, 2, Reagan, 6, first Bush, 4, Clinton, 17, second Bush, 12, Obama, 13, Trump, 7. Most of these dealt with blocking property of foreign actors or governments and had little to do with taking away citizens' rights. Given what Biden and the Democrats have already done to destroy America, I have no doubt that they would come up with a list of egregious declarations to finish us off before the midterms. We're going to have to look at this, and we may have to take some sort of action. Hopefully it would be something legislative, but we're going to, you know. So let's go to the climate part of this. One of the things the Democrats learned in 2020 is that if the government convinces you that there's an emergency, the voters will let the government get away with murder. And that's why this huge push from the left for Biden to declare a climate emergency and under that rubric, end fossil fuel in America on an accelerated timeline. And if Biden does this and gets away with doing that, America is basically going to be over. Kaput. The Washington Post came out with this first, and on Twitter we get this: President Biden to declare a national climate emergency to fight global warming. With the climate agenda stalled in Congress, the White House is being urged by climate activists to take unilateral and authoritarian actions. So in a blueprint, the Center for Biological Diversity outlined executive actions under a climate emergency, which would be halt crude oil exports, stop oil and gas drilling, restrict international trade and private investment in fossil fuel, order defense industry to ramp up clean energy tech. How's that going to work, you think? Implementing those key climate emergency executive actions would have potential dangerous economic and national security implications. It would be quite insane. That coming from Twitter as well. The Hill also reported on Biden's plans. We get this. The Biden administration is considering the declaration of a climate change emergency in response to congressional inaction on the issue. So, in other words, because of the people, because that's what Congress is, right? It represents the people. Through their elected representatives, they're not buying into the increasingly hollow claim about an imminent climate disaster. Biden is contemplating an authoritarian attack on the American economy. And we've already seen with what little he's done. I mean, we've already seen the havoc he has created. From the opening days in his office, he started out with creating this economic disaster. And when energy prices skyrocket, everything does. And the irony, of course, is that the Democrats, who claim to represent the huddled people of color masses yearning to breathe free and implementing. They're implementing economic policies affordable only by the rich white leftists who really make up the Democrat Party. And poor minorities, just like poor white people, can't afford fuel to get to work or to go to grocery stores. And if they make it to the stores, they cannot afford to buy the food for their families. And the only thing separating our modern era from our pre-modern era is fossil fuel. When you watch a period piece on TV, like, Downton Abbey or Jane Austen, the pre-modern world looks lovely. It's all, pastoral vistas and politely curtsying maids and abundant food and brilliantly colored, gorgeous clothes. But the past was nothing like that. The 101% experienced those benefits. The rest of the people lived horrible, short lives. Everything that needed to be done had only four energy sources to make it happen. Human energy, animal energy, limited water energy, and equally limited wind energy. The reason for slavery was that human energy was the easiest to obtain and exploit, which is why slavery has been a dominant factor in human history for all but the last 200 years. People were filthy because it was impossible without fossil fuel to pipe hot water to everyone and then dispose of it again. The water itself was filthy because it also takes energy to provide clean drinking water. Travel was non-existent for poor people. The only way to get from place A to place B was to walk or to rely on animals, and poor people didn't get to have animals because they couldn't afford them. I'll continue all of this when we get back. This is what they're going to try to push on us. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, talking about what it used to be like here in the United States before we had fossil fuel. We just got into the problem of water, because water was filthy back then, because it took energy to provide clean drinking water. You couldn't afford a horse. Probably couldn't. If you couldn't afford a horse, you probably couldn't afford a wagon, so you had to walk if you wanted to go anywhere. Food was in perpetually short supply because all farming was subsistence farming by farmers using those four limited sources of energy. Human, animal, you know, wind, water. It was impossible to create a surplus. Starvation always nipped at a society's heels. Diseases, horrible, nasty, painful, debilitating diseases were completely endemic, and half of all children died before the age of 5. Our modern knowledge about disease treatments wouldn't help in a world without factories to mass produce the drugs on which we rely, or hospitals with sterile operating rooms and top flight testing and treatment equipment, all without fossil fuel. And also, without fossil fuel, there is no 911 and there are no EMTs racing to your home. There's no heat or air conditioning in a non-fossil fuel world. You look at Europe, which is having one of its periodic heat waves. Thousands are dying. All extreme temperatures that are unmediated by fossil fuel remedies, heating and air conditioning, are deadly. It was only by the mid-19th century as fossil fuel began shaping a new middle class that an increasing number of people began to have food in what would be considered at that time to be abundance. Clothes that would be considered to be in abundance. You know, it wouldn't be, you know, if you were a kid growing up, you might have two pair of breeches and a couple of nice shirts, and you would wear them just constantly. It was only after World War II, in an era of abundant fossil fuel, that we finally had a world of plenty, where we saw more people than at any other time in history live long, comfortable lives. And this is what Biden plans to end with a stroke of a pen. I'm not exactly sure it's constitutional for the executive branch to have that much power over every aspect of American life, especially after Congress has refused to act on the same issue, but I haven't kept abreast of Article 2 law, so what do I know? I do fear that if Biden's overreach isn't nipped in the bud, we're going to go back in time, and we're not going to enjoy it very much. One of the things they've been debating today in the House is another assault rifle or assault weapon ban. Now, federal rifle legislation allowed America's Democrat and some neocon and other rhino gun grabbers to create the myth that the Second Amendment banned citizens from owning weapons of war. this myth arises from the way the Democrats use America's existing weapons legislation. An assault rifle is a type of gun invented around World War II and very common thereafter. At the beginning of World War II, it was the M1, which was semi-automatic. It was never automatic. It was 8-shot semi-automatic. This type of rifle is light, handheld, has selective fire capability that allows its user to shoot in a fully automatic mode, several rounds fired consecutively with a single pull of the trigger, without reloading in between the shots. And in semi-automatic mode, only one round fired with a single pull of the trigger, without reloading between the shots. Even before these potentially fully automatic rifles, the Firearm National Act, NFA of 1934, controlled machine guns. Controls extended in 1968 with the Gun Control Act and in 1986 with the Firearm Owners Protection Act. Under the NFA, it is illegal for any private citizen to own any fully automatic weapon without jumping through a bunch of hoops. Some legal experts have considered this to be constitutionally controversial, even as amended in 1968. Still, that it generally prohibited law-abiding citizens from having firearms with fully automatic fire capability was arguably a relatively minor and well-defined restriction. The NFA's more far-reaching consequence was that it created out of thin air an excuse for many politicians to claim that there is no lawful reason for civilians to have military weapons. And contrary to what the leftist ideologue and their complete repeated claims are, that conclusion has no factual basis. It had none in 1791 when the Second Amendment was ratified, guaranteeing private citizens the right to possess the very same rifles and pistols that were commonly used by the contemporary military, thus giving the armed citizenry firepower similar to that of a standing army. And some private civilians did, in fact, despite lack of fossil fuels, they actually possessed cannons at the time. The actual military rifles with selective fire capacity have been banned for private civilian possession and ownership for many decades now, but it has not stopped Democrats from pushing for more bans and using deceptive rhetoric to do so. They throw about the term automatic all the time. They say, you know, when you tell them, well, there's no automatic guns out there, there's only semi-automatic. Well, same thing. Yeah. Same thing. Now, they have smuggled into the discourse a different definition of an assault rifle to mean a semi-automatic firearm with a detachable magazine that has no selective fire capability but resembles a rifle that might be used in the military based on superficial features like a protruding pistol grip and barrel shroud, etc., etc. And Democrats have done so to deceive you into believing that firearms that look scary or military-like have no lawful purpose in private civilian hands and should be banned. Never mind that that would violate the Heller decision. So why has this leftist charade about scary but legal and constitutional semi-automatic rifles? What is this? The answer is easy to guess. They want to disarm you completely rather than just keep fully automatic weapons away from you. Calling popular semi-automatic rifles assault rifles makes it easier for leftists to accomplish this goal. Most likely, they feel uncomfortable governing a country that allows armed citizens. And many of them seem to believe that the government has or should have a strict monopoly on using violence to defend citizens' lives. And they must sense that we the people may try to resist our disarmament if we realize that the main goal is to complete a, you know, free citizenry's subordination to total government. And that brings up this obvious conclusion. Because they do resort to deception to accomplish their objective, it stands to reason that they must not be trusted. If you assume that they're lying about their motives for demonizing legitimate constitutional weapons, we must not be stupid enough to fall for that. And if we are not smart, they will be able to disarm us, control us, deprive us of our fundamental right to self-defense. and confiscate some or all of the fruits of our hard work and ingenuity as they please. And, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. All they can get is that which we give them. I have said that many times. So many times. All they can get is that we give them. And because of that, we should give them nothing. We should give them nothing. Let them keep pushing. Let them keep trying to do all these things that are unconstitutional. Let them be seen for what they are. Let them drop their mask and let us see who they are. And let's believe them. They want to subordinate you. If you're an American person, they want to subordinate you. They're not interested in your safety or your freedom. They're not interested in anything constitutional. They're not interested in a whole lot of things. The only thing they're interested in is controlling you. And it's right there staring you in the face, and you really should believe it. You really, really should. And that's advice that's worth exactly what you just paid for, without a doubt. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Garoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with me.